Yeah, I gotta admit, sometimes the creative just, it just makes you kind of scratch your head a little bit. But at least it's not Vince Russo and they're putting David Arquette as the champion anymore, so that's a positive.
This is true. I got a question for you. For the matches, and I guess this goes back to creative, when I was watching, I always hated the time limit. I always hated the time limit draws. But now that I've come to realize what they're trying to portray, hey, it's time limit draw, but they're still whooping everybody, and then the fight goes to the back. And then it just leaves the fan asking, like, hey, that was so amazing. I think, this team won, or I think this guy won. I kind of leave that argument up because no one knows it. It was left up in the air. What is your take on those type of matches?
Well, I see the use in them. I think the biggest thing about those time limit draws, it sets up the next match. It's part of the story. It sets up the next chapter. They used to do that a lot in Memphis where they'd do their TV tapings and they'd have this huge brawl right before the end of the show. And you would hear Lance Russell and Dave Brown, come on and say, go get this thing settled, at the Mid-South Coliseum on this coming Monday night. And then, if they were doing that on the WWE, well, they're going to try to get it settled at the pay-per-view. It's always trying to get people to come back for the next event. If you watch local TV news, just newscasts, or you listen to a radio station, like what I do, is I'm always trying to get people to tune back in. You'll hear a TV newscast that will do just a short little weather forecast. They'll say, it's going to be sunny and hot today. We'll tell you how hot it's going to be in 10 minutes. They're just trying to get you to stay to come to that next portion. And then on a wrestling program, they have these time limit draws and it goes to the back. They're setting up a grudge match for either the next week or at a live event or at a pay-per-view. So it's all part of the marketing scheme of trying to get you to enjoy yourself and part of the entertainment and the storylines that are professional wrestling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I mean, I completely understand, but it seems like they just kind of gotten away from the whole draw situation, period. I mean, it seems like it's always now everybody there has to be a winner. There has to be a loser. Even on like Monday Night Raw, there has to be a winner or a loser. And it stops leaving the suspense of, oh, well, he won this time. So you can start mathematically thinking, out of a 5-match set, this guy won, this guy won, this guy won. It goes back and forth. And it's like, okay, well, 9 times out of 10, they're going to put the title on this guy and this guy's going to win.
Yeah.
So it pulls away that allure of, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
Right. And you're actually going to see kind of that situation with Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler at Extreme Rules because they have that 30-minute Iron Man match. So kind of that, it's not the same thing, but it's kind of that situation because you're going to see either Dolph Ziggler come out and just get himself disqualified and beating Seth Rollins up really bad at the very first and then getting a couple of quick pinfalls and Seth has to come back at the very end, and try to get those quick pinfalls. Or they might go a whole 29 minutes and finally get that one fall in. That's kind of the situation that's going to be happening in Extreme Rules. But I see what you're talking about. If the WWE would have a time limit instead of their matches ending right at the end of the program, they could say, oh, we've run out of time. This match is going to have to continue next week. Join us next week on Monday Night Raw. That might be a real good creative thing for them. That's a really good point there, Mike.
I think you and Chris were having the discussion on Jim Cornette. Managers, they don't use managers like they used to. You know, used to, like Jim Cornette, hands down one of the best managers. I think Paul Heyman's one of the best managers, just because Heyman can talk. Cornette can, you know, give an outstanding promo as well. But the use of them, the way it used to be, now, you know, I think was Dana Brooke. You know, she's really just, we have nothing for you here, do this. I want to say he was the NXT champ. I don't know if he got title back. But he had the female, and, you know, she actually got involved in some of the matches. But they're it's like it's just here and there, and I would like to see, you know, one or two good managers actually come back in.
You know, and that might, you might be right ahead of the game here because of the, I can't remember how he pronounces his name, almost is the last name. He just came up from NXT to SmackDown with his lady manager who does get involved in the matches. And then you see the success of Brock with Paul Heyman. I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe a couple of more managers. You know, when they brought up the Authors of Pain dumped Paul Ellering right away, and I never understood why they did that, but maybe Paul didn't want to have all the travel and everything of being with a tag team again, so I don't know what was going on there.
Well, I guess the being brought up to the Big Show, now you have to travel, whereas NXT was more of a focal point, but no, that was my mainly two questions. I was just kind of curious because a lot of that, you know, the time limit draws, I seen that on Smoky Mountain Wrestling. The Jim Cornette, you know, I seen that in him getting involved on Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And a lot of the products nowadays, I don't see that ever. And it kind of disappointing now that I really see what the whole setup's for. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's where I always wanted to, you know, see what happened next day or, you know, but now it's like, no clear cut winner or loser. Look, move on. It's just one of those creative issues.
Lucha Underground, they have a manager on there now named Famous B, who also manages some on the West Coast. I've seen him championship wrestling from Hollywood, and I think he's done some stuff at a couple other promotions. There's also a manager that we're friends with. He's the MK Bandit. He's been getting some managerial duties with Tommy Dreamer and his House of Hardcore. If you ever get a chance to see that on Twitch TV, the MK Bandit on there, he's just basically a manager. That's kind of a dying breed, but I do think they might be coming back a little bit, you know, because wrestling goes in cycles. And the MK Bandit is probably, I think, one of the best heel managers out there right now. And I think you might see him move up in the ranks a little bit. I hope you do someday.
Yeah, I'll have to check him out and see, you know, see about that.
Yeah, he does stuff with Destiny Wrestling, of the House of Hardcore, which you can pick up on Twitch TV. He does a lot of West Coast promotions. And he's basically out of Salt Lake City, and he travels almost every weekend to wrestling shows all over the country. And he does a great job. He calls himself the Heel. He actually has a ring that goes across all of his fingers that says Heel on it. And great wrestling mind. He's been on the pod with us before a year ago, right after WrestleMania. So you might be able to catch that sometime on some of our old podcasts. Well, I was going to ask you, because I love Lucha Underground, have you ever been able to see any of the Lucha Underground matches yet?
I have, on Netflix at one time. I don't know if it's still there. I got all the way up to, I think, the middle of season two. And I do like the product. I do like the low lighting, and, you know, I do like the product. I just... It really didn't, I guess, catch me to really like, hey, I really want to keep watching this.
If you get a chance to continue to watch, I encourage it. I guess I'm plugging for my friend, Marty the Moth Martinez here. So, he's just a great guy and a great wrestler. But, boy, Mike, it has been great talking to you. If, you know, please keep on posting stuff on Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page and spread the word to any of your friends that are wrestling fans, or if they'd just like to hear people talk about something they're passionate about. That's what some of the people that listen to us, they say they just like listening to us talk, you know, so we do appreciate it, Mike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate this. Thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. It's kind of, I was like, I was talking to Chris, so I think this is something that I always kind of wanted to do, was just to sit there and talk about wrestling, how bad or how good it is.
Well, you're welcome to come back on with us again later, okay? All right. Well, Mike, you're in Cherry, where are you at in North Carolina again?
The base is Cherry Point. That's more of a, I guess, a focal point than anything from mm-hmm. where I'm at. Okay. The base is Cherry Point. The city's Havelock. I'm just on the outskirts of that.
Okay. Well, you know what I would love to have you do, if you don't mind, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do by any means, but kind of look out and see what maybe some of the smaller promotions that are there in that area, or if you can hook up with one of the, you know, the independents there, and if you get the chance to go to a show or something, let us know about it, okay?
Yes, sir.
I would love that. Well, Mike, Calvin, thank you so much for joining us today, and once again, thank you for your service in the Marines, and you just keep spreading that word about the Turnbuckle Trash, okay?
Yes, sir, will do. Thank you for having me.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Coming in 3, 2, and 1.
Well, welcome back.
The bonfire is a dry heat.
Well, shut my mouth and call me fat.
Okay, don't get me wrong. Don't hate me now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Now I'm really going to get a lot of heat on this one.
Oh my gosh, it was so bad even my ears started burning.
A lot of the creative, I guess you can say, I don't understand. I just don't understand it.
You know, money doesn't buy happiness. And I say, whoa. I beg to differ. Have you ever seen anyone frown on a weight runner?
Well, they started treating him like a drug cartel, and he just looked at my phone that I'm on right now. 6,147 steps. Yep, that's it. I'm done. The air conditioner will make me into Frosty the Snowman real quick, because I'm going to need a lesson.
Everything you're doing is useless.
That's a crime against nature akin to killing Bambi's mother.